The Mets looking to snap a five-game skid, taking on the Marlins. Kevin Plawecki behind the plate, recalled from AAA, making his first start since May 21st. Rafael Montero on the hill for New York. Pick it up, no score in the fourth. Montero looking good.
2-2 to Yelich, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. That was a changeup.
And then the Marlins stranded two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's a good inning for Montero. No runs, one hit, another double play. Marlins have grounded into four. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Montero struck him out. Boy, he did a good job. He was in all kinds of trouble in this inning and wound up getting out of it with a strikeout of Yelich, then gave up the RBI single to Ozuna, but struck out Real Muto to prevent any further damage. The Marlins score one run on two hits. Big steal by D. Gordon, and two were left on base. Midway in the sixth inning, Marlins have a 1-0 lead here at Citi Field in New York. Hope Steckenrider can come up with a strikeout or two. Here's the pitch, and there's a ground ball off the glove of Rojas out into left center. One run is home to take the lead. Cespedes scores as well, and it's a 3-2 game. Wilmer Flores, the batter, takes ball one. He's hitting 280, and Flores connects. A high drive. This is deep to left, and he has hit his 12th career home run against the Marlins and his second of this year. Steckenrider gives up a two-run home run. That's been a tough inning against the Marlins, period. Here's the 1-2, and here's a high fly ball, well tagged by Plawecki to left, and that is a two-run home run. The Mets have scored seven runs in this sixth inning. Well, the Marlins scored a run in the top of the inning to break the scoreless tie, and the way the Marlins have played and pitched, that looked good. But the Mets changed it all quickly with a seven-run bottom of the sixth and a pair of home runs.
2-0, he's swinging, and he hits a high fly ball to deep right center. Stanton's back in front of the bullpen. It's the Mets' third home run of the night. Dominic Smith with his second big league long ball, 8-1 New York.
The Mets snap a five-game skid, defeating the Marlins 8-1. The Mets turn five double plays in the game. Rafael Montero, his first win since June 25th, going six innings, allowing one run, striking out five. Three of the Mets' runs in the game were unearned as they take advantage of three Marlins errors. The Marlins taken out by the Mets. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after the game.
Vance is throwing the ball really good. You know, all the way through that game. We actually had some action early. I know hitting into the, you know, we clear the bases, a few double plays there in the first five. You know, where we get some guys on. After the first inning, I actually looked at it like, I think it was 25 pitches or something. I thought we had good at bats, kind of, you know, battling through that, you know, a chance to be able to get to him. And, you know, he made some pitches. We rolled it over and he made some pitches.
You look at the double plays offensively, is the difference in letting him wiggle out?
Well, early on, it kind of stops your momentum, you know, four out of the first five innings. So it's one of the things that slow you down, for sure.
Probably one of the most unsightly, at least one of the most unsightly innings of the year, wouldn't you say?
I'd say one of them. We've had a few different times, but, you know, definitely unexpected, you know, so we get for bringing up relievers today. But for that to go like, you know, that, you know, they may get another run or something like that, but you really expect that to kind of keep the game in check right there. And it just got away.
Given how good Steckenrider's been this month and season, is there anything in particular you hope he takes away from this, or is it, you just see it as more of a blip?
I think it's a blip, but I think you always learn from everything. When you go back and look at it, and obviously I have not yet, but is it just location? Is it, you know, getting the ball in the wrong spot, or is it your selection of pitches? And I mean, he's pretty much a, you know, two, for the most part, sometimes three pitch guy. So it's usually about location. And so I think you go back and look at it, and you choose if that's the right pitch, if that's the right location. If it is the location you wanted, the pitch you wanted, then you just evaluate, maybe we got to go a different direction.
The series against the Mets concludes on Sunday with Adam Conley on the hill.